Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, congratulations. We have made it. Self-high vibes all the way around. Oh, boy, we're going to figure out exactly what the rate cut from the Fed means for real people. You know, folks like you, folks like me. My favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be along at 3:35, get some insight from the good doctor. Now, it's Friday, so I always try and remember a couple of things happen on Friday. I wear red. R-E-D, remember. Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and it is just an effort that has grown exponentially, now that I think about it, but it has grown where you wear something red just to have a visible sign of support, for the fine men and women who are serving somewhere other than their home. I ordinarily try and wear a red shirt. Did not have one in rotation today, so thank goodness I am actually like the best of friends with Emily Morrissey. Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So thanks to Emily, I am still fulfilling my red mission, R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed, I am wearing one of Emily's red bracelets. Thank you, Emily, for helping me keep my streak going. I do appreciate that very much. Early voting has commenced. Every single one of us who hates the idea of early voting needs to get out and vote early. Just telling you, flat out. If you give a damn about our beloved Commonwealth, if you would like to do something to help protect Virginia from extremists, from radicals, from very dangerous, disingenuous people, you've got to go out and vote early. I did think it was really a lovely gesture that over in Henrico a little bit earlier today, John Reed was there and Abigail Spanberger was there, and they were each going in to cast their early ballot at the Henrico County Government Building there. And John, not Abigail Spanberger, but John Reed, of course, because he's a Southern gentleman. Took a couple of moments to actually walk over there and be very, very polite. Anybody else notice, if you watch the video, Abigail Spanberger is none too happy about it. I mean, she really isn't. If you take a look at it, she is not happy that he's walking over. And you have to wonder how many of her staffers probably got yelled at later on, asking the question, hey, anybody notice this guy? It was polite as always, but you can see. I'm telling you, watch the video. It's up there. Was it Channel 6? CBS 6 had it. I think that's where I watched it. I do have it posted over on Facebook. So if you want, if you haven't seen it, then you know what? Just go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I got it posted over there. Speaking of Abigail Spanberger's staff, a couple of rather telling audio clips have been uncovered relating to the Spanberger staff and certain lawsuits and depositions. Jerm, I don't actually know how many, I don't know how many we have. So I'll tell you what, do me a favor, just play the first one and then let me know if we got another one after that.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know, because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Abigail Spanberger's staff, hard at work. You think they're telling you the truth? How difficult is that question, man? Honest to goodness, how tough is that one? That is about as underhanded a pitch as you can get. You think it's right to make up lies and publish them? Well, gosh, golly, gee whiz. Here's your answer. No. Then you could have said, next question, please. No, of course it's not correct. Does that not give you an example of the depths to which Team Spanberger seems to be operating on a very comfortable basis for themselves? If you were asked to go out and lie, wouldn't you have something to say about it? If you were asked to go out and do something that you knew was simply wrong, would you not say, you know, that's not going to work for me? It might cost you your job. You're absolutely right. You might have to find new employment or start a business or whatever. But aren't we supposed to have some degree of integrity and honesty? Forget decency. I guess decency is has simply gone out the window. But integrity and honesty? I think those are important traits. I especially think they're important if you've got someone telling you she's going to be the best choice to run your state, but her employees apparently have a real problem figuring out if it is or is not okay to say something untrue. I know it was long, but I want you to hear it one more time. Jeremy, I want to do cut number one there one more time, please, because I want everybody to pay extra close attention. Go ahead.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know. Because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Wow. It just pains me to hear that. The first part where he asked him, do you think it's legal? He could have said, And it would have sounded a little, but he could have made this argument. He could have said, well, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. I don't really know all that much about legalities. Okay. You could offer that. And you could probably get away with that one. But do you think it's acceptable? Man. All right, let's take a listen to the second clip here, please.
Working with.
Okay. So who, just go straight to the point here, who approved the article that we're here to discuss, the Democrat Party of Virginia article on the January 6th insurrectionists?
Mm-hmm. It would be the Abigail Spanberger campaign.
The Spanberger campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, you think Abigail Spanberger is involved in the Abigail Spanberger campaign? Well, you got your name attached to it. You probably have some sort of involvement, don't you think? Now, you may not be signing off on every single solitary thing, but if you've got this sort of a hit piece, seems to me you'd be involved. Abigail Spanberger, by the way, won't answer any questions about this issue. Well, she won't answer questions really about anything. And when she does sort of kind of answer, she doesn't actually answer. She obfuscates. She can look you dead in the eyes and just tell you a fanciful tale, which, as we have been able to discern, doesn't actually have a lot of connection to the truth. It is sad. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, man, it's a little toasty today. There's no doubt about that. We're up around that 90-degree mark. And from the looks of it, that's kind of the way the weekend is going to be. Monday, I will not be here. This is that moment when people who maybe are not the biggest fans of my people say, doggone it. You know, they got another day off. And our days rotate, you know, every year. See, here's the thing. The Jewish calendar is lunar. So the days on the lunar calendar are the same this year as they were last year. But the lunar calendar doesn't line up with the solar calendar, right? So every year it seems like we're moving the stuff around. We kind of sort of are. But so Monday, it's really nice. It doesn't normally work out this way where it works into a 3-day weekend. But hey, big win over here. So Monday, I will not be here. It is Rosh Hashanah, if you really want to pronounce it properly, head of the year. Here's the other weird thing. I've told you often that as Jews, if you've got two Jews together, you've got three opinions. We're a rather deliberative, litigious sort of a group, in my experience. We like to argue some of the finer points, but since we have some degree of disagreement on some things and real big agreement on other things, we also have more than one New Year, which sounds crazy, I know, and I don't even have anywhere near the time to explain it, but just take my word on this. The big one is Monday, Rosh Hashanah. So if you have a friend who happens to be Jewish and you'd like to wish them a happy New Year, we don't actually wish people a happy New Year. L'shana tova. Now, we wish them a good year, but we wish them a sweet year as well. And so you will probably see on a lot of your social media outlets, if you do have friends who happen to be Jewish, you may see a lot of us posting photos of apples and honey. That is the traditional Rosh Hashanah snack. And it's a pretty good one. It really is. And when you stack it up against some of our other snacks for other holidays, it's a really good one. And when you think about it, compared to the number of holidays we have where we're just not supposed to eat anything at all, it's a fasting sort of a day. Yeah, you really do appreciate the apples and honey. You really, really do. Coming up at 3:35, dear friend, brilliant guy, my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Bratt. He's going to be with us. Now, Dave, of course, as you know, is the Senior Vice President for Business Relations for Liberty University. And it is, well, it's a beautiful thing that he does over there at Liberty University. But he never joins us on behalf of Liberty University. He just joins us as Dr. Dave Brad, who's a really cool guy, smart guy who likes to talk about stuff. So I got a couple of things I want to talk to him about. Number one, we finally have the rate cut from the Fed. Was it a quarter point? I think it was a quarter point. And then they said they're envisioning doing two more of those. Is it this year? I don't know. Well, we'll get the details from Dave. And he can, I hope, explain to us how that really benefits or impacts those of us living in the real world. Most of us, I think it will make the entire real estate process somewhat easier. If you're looking to sell your home and you've been thinking, well, should have sold it 2 years ago. The interest rates are so high right now. Some think that nobody's going to buy. It's kept a lot of people out of the game. Well, we now have the lowest mortgage rates in 2 years, 3 years, something like that. So that's a good sign. I think that's going to move a lot of people off the sidelines. And I'm going to ask Dave to talk about the big CEO summit that is coming up out at Liberty in a few weeks. I had the chance to go to the one last year. Oh, what a great experience that was. And I know this year's one is going to be just as good, if not better. Remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? AOC. AOC is apparently running for Senate in New York or...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
President of the United States. These are her two options. And she is, and don't laugh when I say this, but she and her team are brainstorming these options. I want you to take a listen to something here. Because AOC is absolutely outraged that Jimmy Kimmel, a guy with minimal viewership for his program, and I don't even know if his program's ever coming back, but it was at the bottom of the pack. Big difficulties with advertisers. But she celebrated, as I recall, Tucker Carlson. Now, I'm not exactly a big fan of Tucker Carlson at this point in life, but she took special delight when Tucker Carlson was dismissed from Fox News. Let's take a listen to that.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that was arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled, and then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important, and there you go. Good things can happen.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you should ring up your buddy Jimmy Kimmel, or maybe just want to text him that little clip. 325 Jeff Katz News. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is, it's certainly warmer than it's been the last couple of days. We're right up there. I'm going to call it 85. No, I'm sorry. I got to call it what it is. It's 88. I said almost 90. I'm back it down a little bit, but this whole weekend is definitely going to be closer to 90 than the 70s that we saw a week or so ago. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's fall in Central Virginia, so it is what it is. But it is a nice day. If you get the opportunity just to open a window or walk outside for a couple of minutes, boy, it's one of those days where you give God an A for creating this day. Yeah, listen, there's some where I got to tell you, I grade on the curve and he loses a point or two, but this is not one of them. This is an absolutely delightful day. Certain things happen on Friday in addition to always trying to wear red, remember everyone deployed. And again, this week, saved by my dear friend Emily Morrissey at Emily's Bracelets. I was wearing one of her red bracelets to make sure I had the red covered, because red didn't come up in the laundry rotation. That's one of the things that happens on Fridays. And the other thing that happens, and I'm always thankful for, Dr. Dave Brandt, my favorite economist, the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, who joins us every Friday. We talk about some economic stuff. He's never here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's really smart and he's a friend and he answers my calls. And so, Dave, thank you for being here.
Hey, great to be on. Thanks, Jeff.
I got two big things I want to cover with you. One of them, you will be speaking on behalf of Liberty, and that's the big CEO summit that's coming on.
Right.
But before we get to that, we finally got this rate cut from the Fed. President Trump has been talking about it for a long time. A lot of people have been talking about it. I need you to explain what happened, why it happened, and how it really impacts just regular folks, you, me, and our neighbors.
Yeah, that's an hour lecture, but I'll cram it into a minute. Right.
Okay.
So the Fed has two mandates: to keep price stability, meaning no inflation. They're above that. The inflation is 2-3%, so a little high.
Right.
But that unemployment is where all the mischief takes place. And so right now, with these jobs reports being corrected by a million people, right, the real shenanigans isn't the Fed; it's government. The big federal government is running $2 trillion deficits per year.
Right.
And the Federal Reserve is accommodating that debt pile that's on the next generation. So that's the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a political debate on the rates. What should you do? And it's no win, because we put ourselves in a terrible economic position. We're in the ditch, for real.
Yeah.
So if you lower rates, you give the animal spirits and the business community a little extra boost. You see that on the stock market, but the stock market represents roughly the richest 10% of the people in the country.
Oh.
Right? It's shocking. Go Google that, you know, statistics.
Wow.
On the 10% own roughly everything.
Yeah.
Oh. And the rest are not, half the people don't even have a retirement account. Half the people.
Jeez.
And so what are we doing for them? Well, there you've got to do what Trump's doing on the tariffs and bringing capital back here.
Mm-hmm.
That will raise wage rates,
right,
for Americans. But they've got to, we're spending $7 trillion a year, right, government spending. All of that is very low productivity. That's got to go back to the people and to business to produce jobs.
Right.
And we got to get this economy. Everybody knows the stats, right? The kids can't afford houses. The food prices went up 20-30%. They've never come down. Right. And so we're still living in that Biden economy, Biden land. We're trying to dig our way out, but we're in a deep, deep hole.
What about these adjustments on the job numbers? I know the president got rid of whoever I think was in charge of doing that sort of stuff. But this isn't just the last couple of months that these books have been cooked. This apparently goes back a long time, right? So everything going back, what, 2, 3, 5 years is off kilter?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've always had politics, right? You can go back to the founders. They were all shooting each other and having pistol duels.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm preaching some, nirvana harmony here.
Right.
But yeah, things got really bad 5 years ago, right? And so they've had two. You know, one, I think, was an 800,000-person adjustment that they missed.
Yeah.
And this last one was 1 million. I mean,
yeah.
you know, that's not a myth, right? There's something going wrong in the swamp. So everything's become political. There's two sides, unfortunately, right now. And the one side is calling us all fascists and Nazis and everything right now. And, you know, I don't like those terms because I want a smaller federal government. And so the left is just gaslighting everybody, calling you names. The fascism wants a big government. Those who want a big government, that's closer to fascism. I want a very, very small federal government so that can never happen again, that evil.
That's right.
Right? And so it's very simple. And then the name calling, I mean, look at the actions. What can the left say? Right? President Trump was shot. We were censored by every one of the big seven tech firms that own 40% of the S&P 500. They're all on the left.
Yep.
And then we finally got one guy come our way, and they can't take that because it's free speech.
That's right.
And then the Charlie, you know, just tragedy this week. Yeah. But the young people, the good news is the young people are getting hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And so I think they're starting to pay attention, and they're starting to see that this leftist movement, that really is the Matrix, right? They've been trained into that for 30 years thanks to our public school system.
Yep.
So that's the Matrix.
Yeah.
The rebels, and the young people are always rebels, right?
Yeah.
And there's something good about that.
That's right.
And the rebels now are going to come out on the side like our founders for freedom. And like, no, no, you're not controlling my life, Jack.
There you go.
And so I feel it's coming. It's coming back.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, you, of course, spent a huge chunk of your career in academia. So you were interacting with younger folks all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw the disconnect on certain occasions between those who were in academia as a profession and those who were trying to figure out which way they wanted to go, what they wanted to study, what they wanted to do. I'm curious, because what you just said there resonated with me and my perspective, is that the younger people right now are hearing certain folks describe Charlie Kirk as a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, a fascist, a Nazi, all of these things. Well, these younger folks watched Charlie Kirk's videos on TikTok and Instagram and the rest of it, and they know that is nonsense. And I think, like you, they're just calling out and saying, hey, I don't know what your issues are, but you're just full of it, buddy.
Yeah. No, that's right. Charlie's videos are floating all over, young black guy, and he's defending Charlie, and there's a young black woman with a beautiful baby, and Charlie goes, that's just a gift from God. I love you guys. You're a gift from God, right?
Yep.
And then he might differ with him on policy later on this and that, but he opens up and says, you're all made in God's image. I mean, what in the world?
Yeah.
And so the young people, unfortunately, over the past 20 years, the left and the faculty, right, they have taken advantage of these young people, and the young people, you know, they when I was teaching, they're just cracking jokes that this stuff is absurd, right? Mm-hmm. But they'd hand a paper in saying whatever the prof wanted them.
Yeah.
And then some of that seeps in over time, right? When that becomes the dominant position, and the original rights in this country were life, liberty, and happiness, and that was it.
That's right.
Right now you've got rights for craziness.
Yep.
Crazy positions. 0.1% of the people. And the founders never met. The rights of minorities absolutely have to be protected always. I've always said that. But they don't get to dictate what goes into kindergarten textbooks teaching sexuality to your kids.
That's right.
And the left is all on board that right now, all the politicians. And you people with votes coming up, man, if you get these next ones wrong, you're going to be held morally responsible when you go upstairs by the coordinator of weather patterns.
you absolutely are. Quite literally, you're going to be accountable. You're going to be accountable. Dave, I mean, we can go on with this sort of stuff forever. I mean, we're talking a lot about the attacks on Charlie Kirk and domestic terrorism because it is a political issue. But let's not avoid the fact, I think you and I, if nobody else, has to call this out. This was an attack on faith as well. This was a brutal attack on a man of faith.
Yeah, Charlie, he came to Liberty about 5-6 years ago. We were going to start a think tank together.
Oh, wow.
And that turned into another initiative and whatever. But ever since that, I've known him and followed him and tracked him and see him here and there. And his faith has grown and grown and grown. And it was just at its peak right now, right?
Yeah.
He and his wife, and it used to be the Constitution and freedom and all that, and it still is, but he got to the guts of it, the core of it. And the core of it, if you don't love people, you're not going to get the rest of the good stuff, right? You're not going to have a constitutional republic. You're not going to have free markets. You're not going to have honest business systems.
Right.
And the faith is just front and center. So now a lot of young people are cracking the Bibles open. It looks like across the country, the church attendance is like through the roof. And so this time, I think it's for real. And the young women, they saw Erica, and their hearts go out to her because they just see sincerity. And so now you got the young men and the young women all saying, "Nope, you're lying to me. You're lying to me."
That's
right. And so it's a massive shift in the psyche toward toward God and the faith. And you know, don't get hung up with religion. Just look at what God says. Right, go to the Bible. Everyone gets spun up around the axle around all these religious differences. Don't pay any attention to that. Just go to God.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. That's it. Oh, all right. Well, there's nothing to add to that. Well, no, there's just nothing to add to that. So let me move on to ask you. I think you can put on your official Liberty Flames hat for this one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I think you can. Sure. Tell me about the CEO summit that's coming up. I've only been to one, and my gosh, I think I'm still recovering from all of the superstars and the brilliance and the insight, man. I mean, you want to talk about a grand slam. That was incredible. And you got another one coming up?
Yeah, we're on about our fifth one. I'm still recovering, but I just... It's a blur to me. I run around like a chicken, but we've got, you know, world-class people coming in over the last couple of years, and this year we get even more deeper business talent. Liberty's really ratcheted up the outreach to the business community, and so networking with good conservative, faithful friends, it's a great network. Everyone's win-win. It's October 15 and 16. You can come the night before the 14th for the football game if you want to, and we've got a golf tournament. But just go out, just Google Liberty University CEO Summit. You'll find all the information. And we'd love to have all the CEOs, C-suite people there, small business owners, the heartland, right, the manufacturing folks. Show up, lend your voice to the key institutions who stand for what you stand for these days. We need it.
We absolutely do. And I tell you who also needs it. This is, again, a shameless plug on my part for Liberty. I look at the students that were there last year, and of course, there's no shock to you. You're there every day, Dave, but as an outsider to, number one, interact with the students who are, professional, friendly, happy, respectful, and the CEOs, these are world-class people that I couldn't even imagine talking to myself, and I've been around the block a time or two, and those folks came off those stages, Dave, and they were saying to these Liberty students, "Hey, here's my cell phone. Just send me a text. I'm going to help you out." My gosh, these are great, great people.
No, I always forget to brag on it, right? But that's why we bring the CEOs to campus. Once they meet the kids, they can read people in 5 seconds like you can. Right, they see the innocence and the purity and the ethics of these kids, and they go, "You're hired. I don't care what you majored in. I want you working for my firm."
Yeah,
and you're right. These guys, you know, these are folks in the Judeo-Christian religious tradition, so they come off the stage.
That's right.
And they're human.
Yeah.
And they're not cocky. The subtext is kind of no jerks allowed. You know,
that's right.
If we catch one of them, you know, they're not welcome back. But the great people come back. The men and women CEOs are truly exceptional. And then half of our kids got hired or internships. Half the kids that showed up at the summit last year just from that event.
Yeah.
So the parents out there listening, they're concerned about that, right? Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to force you to brag about it more. Brag about those students.
No, thank you, Jeff.
They're great, great kids. Hey, Dave, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I really do. It's just one of the highlights of my week. Starts the weekend off on the right way. Wishing nothing but the best for you this weekend, and we'll talk again soon, and we'll see each other at that CEO Summit soon.
No, God bless you. Yeah, I just want to refer everybody. I never quote the Bible on the show or whatever, but Genesis 1, in the beginning, the Word created everything, the weather patterns, like Jeff was saying.
Yep.
And then 1 John, same thing. In the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
Very interesting stuff. Go study.
Yeah. Hey, and you should feel free because apologetics has never been my thing. I believe, I read, but
no,
boy,
you're good. You're good.
It's got numbers in it, man. You know, I don't do that. But
that's right.
We'll talk again soon. Have a blessed weekend,
good.
My friend.
All right. God bless you. See you, Jeff.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Dr. Dave Bratt from Liberty University. What a great guy. God, I really do. I just think the world of Dave. Love the man. You get exactly what you hear. If you think that Dave is any different when you're just chatting with him, he's not. That's it. And one of the beautiful things that I found about Dave through the years, he is brilliant. Don't ever let him downplay just how brilliant he is. But because he did spend so much time as a college professor, he figured out how to present information almost like in bite-sized pieces, right? If he just came at you and said this and this, your eyes would get really wide, and at least for me, I wouldn't get it. But he's got like little morsels. You go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, now I get it. I got it. So this CEO summit coming up is going to be another big one at Liberty. It's in October, and I'm hoping if you're one of these CEOs, you're in that C-suite, you're looking for good quality people. This is the other thing. You want people to come on board with your company at some point. You're going to have such resources there when you see these kids at Liberty. What kids? I mean, you see these young people at Liberty. They're great students. Great accomplishments they've already got. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. It is a nice day. It's been a lovely day weather-wise. The weekend is going to be pleasant. Well, it's going to be like today. If you like today, you're going to be very happy. If you thought today was just the worst day ever, well, it is what it is. But it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Coming up a half hour from now, be chatting with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. You know, he's the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And he will be here at 4:35 for, I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to do? We've not given anything away at this time. Germ, make a note of this somewhere on your note-making device. When we conclude with Stan, we're going to give everybody the chance to win a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade. That is September the 27th at the Dominion Energy Center. So that's going to be around what? 4:45, 4:50, somewhere around there. We'll call it 4:05. What's the ish these days? Got to be 5 minutes, right? So yeah, we'll call it 4:45 ish. Give you the chance to win a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. I had the chance last week, I guess. I actually went over. I had a speaking engagement for a political group, and they had invited me quite some time ago, and I had said yes. And I felt compelled to honor my commitment, make no mistake about that. But I also knew that it was probably going to be one of the final things that I did like that, simply because with the murder of Charlie Kirk and some of the messaging that has been coming the way of folks like me, you've just got to be much more aware of this, much more aware of the threats. My friend Eric Erickson, who does a big national show, has pointed out now that he has to buy an extra airplane seat where his security is going to sit. You know, my pal Glenn Beck has had to deal with this for years. It's got to be, I don't know, 20 years that Glenn's had security and personal protection. And, well, anyway, it's changing for many of us what it is that we will do and, frankly, what we will not do. But I digress. I was at this event and I was chatting with fine people. They're over in Henrico. And David Owen was there. David is their state delegate. And good guy. Good guy. And let me tell you something. Not only do you need to reelect David Owen, in my opinion, but you got to make sure that he picks up a couple of friends in the House of Delegates. Why do I say that? Because I'm asking you to examine things as I've examined them and see what it is that the Spamberger Hashmi Jones ticket wants to do. Just read what they've written. Right? You don't have to believe me. In fact, for those who don't believe me, you think I'm just full of it. That's fine. I would tell you, go over there, just read what they are telling you they will do. President Trump is fighting a little battle at the moment as we speak at the Supreme Court. Because one of these lower level district court judges in the federal system decided that the State Department, which issues passports, must include every goofy variation that somebody thinks they are, right? Remember during Biden, they started adding designations for sex, for gender. It's the same thing, by the way. Remember that, right? And President Trump gets to appoint the Secretary of State, just like Joe Biden got to appoint the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State heads up the Department of State, which issues United States passports. Oh, and by the way, take a look at the language on that passport. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the United States State Department. It remains their property. Why? Because you may lose your citizenship, as an example. In which case, the State Department has every right to get that passport back. This lower court judge said, well, I still think that because I hate Trump, and therefore I hate anybody associated with Trump, you're going to have to include male, female, all of the above, none of the above, six on one side, three from column A, and a llama to be named later. Yeah, that has to be an option. It's got it. Well, you know, they're furry folks that want to make sure they're covered somehow, some way. It's ludicrous. Of course it is. Just stupid. Just absolutely stupid. Well, long story short, President Trump, his team is now in front of the Supreme Court saying, Supremes, You've got to go along with the president. It's clearly only the president's authority and responsibility to issue passports. So we'll see which way it goes. But that's the sort of nonsense that the Spambergers and the Hashmis and the Jones and, frankly, the rest of the Virginia Democrats want to foist upon us. You've got to take a listen to a couple of things. Well, I mentioned Joe Biden. I know it's like getting into ancient history, but Kamala Harris has a new book out, and I would urge you not to buy it at full price, because what are you, crazy? In days, I promise you, it'll be on the discount remainder racks in physical stores, and it might already be in the bargain bin online. she decided she would not have Pete Buttigieg as her vice president, even though she wanted Pete Buttigieg as her vice president, because Pete Buttigieg is gay. Take a listen to cut number six.
I want you to hear Josh Shapiro weighed in today about Kamala Harris and the revelation in her book. Listen.
How should we feel when we hear something that we suspected but wasn't acknowledged by politicians?
She's going to have to answer to how she was in the room and yet never said anything publicly. I was very vocal with him privately and extremely vocal with his staff about my concerns about his fitness to be able to run for another term.
Ned, can't you just hear the primary? You know Joe had lost it and you didn't say a word.
Right. No, this is just a terrible decision. It points towards her terrible decision making. First of all, terrible decision to even publish this book. Like, who read the draft and said, this is a great idea for your political career to write this book? First of all, you're flaming Biden, the guy that made you the vice president. You're flaming your VP pick, Tim Walz. And on top of that, you're insulting the American people, saying they're racist and homophobic and bigoted, which, by the way, I would like to make this point, Brian. She clearly states in this book, as a black woman, I didn't think I should pick someone who was gay. I mean, who's bigoted in this situation? She didn't pick Pete because he was gay. But right. It also shows terrible decision-making that she thinks Pete Buttigieg, who was a terrible mayor, who was an even worse Secretary of Transportation, who oversaw the collapse of America's air traffic control system, would somehow be a good VP pick for her. Whatever she thinks her political career is, I think this book is like another nail in the coffin of whatever political career she thinks she might have, which I don't think is much of one anyway, Brian.
That's a great point. Who's the bigot there? Really, who's the one that has a problem with gay people? Is it, I don't know, the Virginia Republicans who have as our nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed, who is gay? Or is it Kamala Harris and the Democrats who said, we can't tick too many boxes. Let's not check all the boxes at once. We'll just check some. You know, come on. That's really the debate here. People don't realize this. The fundamental belief that most of us have about your personal life is we don't really care. Honest to God, I don't lose any sleep. I just don't care. I want you to be a good person. I want you to be an honest person. I want you to bring your trash can down after the trash truck has been around to collect it. And by the way, don't go and paint your house some stupid color that's going to bring down property values. Other than that, do what you want to do. I don't care. You want to you and your significant other want to get dressed up like little Bo Peep and a sheep. Knock yourself out and march around your house. What do I care? It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 804 says, hey, Jeff, is there any way we can find out whether Abigail Spanberger voted for the Charlie Kirk resolution today? Sure there is. You can ask me, and I can tell you that she did not. Why? Because she's not a member of Congress. That's why. There were 58 Democrats in Congress who did not vote for the Charlie Kirk resolution. And I'm not going down a list of all 58. I don't know who they are. I don't care at this point. If you can't show a small modicum of decency for the family, then you're, I don't want to say you're beyond redemption, but man, you're pretty close to being beyond redemption. Jeff, what are people going to do when they travel overseas, spend money on tickets, non-refundable deposits, just to be denied entry to the country because your passport says something other than male or female? Just because you're there doesn't mean you are automatically gaining entry into that country. That's from Dave. You're right. But again, I would urge you, take a look at your passport. Understand who owns your passport. Jeff, I paid $150 for that thing. You're right, but it's not yours. It's not yours. It belongs to the Department of State. And the Department of State tomorrow can decide, you know, we're changing the look of that passport. Gosh, they've done that before. It's theirs. They can do it. The Department of State, having determined that you lost your citizenship, can say, we're taking our passport back. And you don't have any recourse because it's not yours. So when the Department of State said, we're not going along with silliness anymore, that's the entire Trump election, by the way. The entire Trump election was no more nonsense. You can live your life as you want, but the rest of us are not going to go along with your ridiculous delusion. Well, I put on a dress and I'm wearing lipstick. All right, well, you're a dude in a dress with lipstick. Congratulations. No, I'm a woman. No, you're not. Next issue, please. Jeff, Abigail Spanberger is the living, breathing definition of a Washington, D.C. insider. Becoming governor of Virginia is actually beneath her radical mindset. That's P in Hanover. Well, you're right. It is beneath her. But remember the reason she's running. She has no interest in being governor of Virginia. This is her pathway for president. And I don't know if this whole idea was birthed when she was a child, or if it took root while she was at the farm learning how to be a CIA person. I don't know. But yeah, she didn't give a crap about being governor of Virginia. 804, listening to Abigail Spanberger, she sounds like a teenager. Yeah. John from New Kent. Jeff, remember, Abigail Spanberger is former CIA. Deception is the name of the game. Well, I have a feeling she excelled in the area of deception in her training, because she is really good looking you straight in the eyes, telling you just a flat-out lie, and then moving on to something else. Yep. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. It is gorgeous. And man, oh man, what a weekend in store for us. This is going to be one of those weekends. If you've got the opportunity, get out and enjoy it. And maybe play golf, maybe not play golf, maybe sit on a deck, do whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you, outdoors is going to be the way to go this weekend. The updated report is just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I have talked about Stan Drewski. All right, I'll do the whole thing. Stan and Drewski, but it just takes up so much time. I do like Stan Drewski. Stan, of course, my brother from another mother. During the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And I am fortunate to say that I can find him just about any time, because years ago I demoted him from friend to family, so he's got to take my calls. Like, he has no choice. But he joins us every Friday. We talk a little bit about cars every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., best weekend radio show anywhere. In the Garage with Stan Andrewski airs right here. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Well, I do have the red bat phone. It just went off. Yep. And Germ called me and said, hey, you need to be ready in a couple minutes for your interview. I said, okay, I'm ready. It's Jeff Katz's red phone. Like, I don't let that go. If it rings any time, I get alerts on my cell phone everywhere. Yep. So I'm good.
Okay. So, we don't want to have to send the posse out, you know, go track you down somewhere. But
I'm a Hanoverian.
Yep, Hanoverian.
Easy for you to say. I'm newly a Hanoverian, so good luck trying to find me. out in the woods. So, man, super excited. Fall is coming too quick for me. You know, I don't like it. Yeah. A lot of people love fall. I don't dislike fall once we're in fall. Yeah. I just have a hard time letting go of summer. That's all. Like, I'm a summer guy.
Yep.
Tried and true. But yep. I'm okay with fall, too. Fall has a lot of good holidays, good things to be thankful for. So, with that being said, car, you know, we're talking about car care. I had to miss a few weeks because of a health issue, but last week we were rocking and had a lot of coverage, covered a lot of questions for people.
Yep.
Literally had a ton of questions on the James River hotline that we always talk about.
That's right.
And I love being able to answer and doing that on Saturday. So Yeah, car care, guys, there's a few things you just got to know. Cabin air filter time in Virginia, 100%, right? Get your cabin air filter changed. It'll help the air quality in your car. Tire pressure, if you don't have nitrogen in your tires, then you want to, even if you do, you still want to check it. Most cars do have low tire pressure lights. Okay. If you see it coming on in the next few weeks, next month, it's more than likely the change of temperature, and you need to go get the tires aired up or do it yourself. Stop by the station, stop by our shop, right. We'll get your tires right. You got that. You also don't forget, one thing people overlook, you have your coolant, all those things that's certified and ARTS. You know, we do a vehicle health check every time the car comes in there.
That's right.
We very much believe in letting the customers know what's going to happen as much as we can before it does. So we try to set all of our customers up on a plan to where they know what's coming. Most of the time when they come in for an inspection, they don't need anything because they've already, over the last year, taken care of their maintenance and gotten it over up to date. So I love being able to do that for people. It's something that's been needed in this industry for a long time. Megan's idea, of course, and it's been doing really, really good. But we'll check your coolant. We'll check your battery, all that stuff. I just want to remind you that you also, if you have a car, you want to look at getting it detailed or probably wax it. Wash it really good and wax it before the winter. It'll keep that paint looking really good. This paint is still not all perfect that's out here. A lot of the paint still needs to be cared for with a really good wax. Some people are doing some of the ceramic stuff. I'm just a wax fan. Wax fan doesn't last as long as ceramic, but I wax all my vehicles this time of year. So I just recommend doing that too, a little bit of paint care.
Let's talk about some of this fall weather stuff. You mentioned nitrogen, and what if I don't have nitrogen in my tires? Is there a way for them to take the air out and put nitrogen in, or am I just, I'm just going to be an air guy?
No, I mean, you could definitely take it out and put it in. If you're in a pinch, you could add regular oxygen. I mean, there's a fair amount of nitrogen in oxygen as we breathe, but as you know, they went through a test the last 4 or 5 years. It took them forever. I guess it started off with COVID. They thought that the nitrogen was having a negative effect on rubber seals in your AC system, because a lot of times you look for leaks with nitrogen. You look for CO2. And they did tests to make sure that the rubber O-rings were not being affected, and your tires. So the good thing about nitrogen is it keeps your tire pressures way more stable through the differences in temperatures. And so you don't see these big fluctuations. You might not even see a pound in the course of time. So Certified has is getting ready to start doing them again. We have not fully implemented it again, and then ARTS will start very soon after. We will have nitrogen tanks and nitrogen generators that can fill up your tires if that's what you want to do. You'll have green caps if that's what you want on it to mark it so nobody accidentally puts air in it. This is older technology, but like I said, they had paused it for a little while. We didn't want to go through with it unless we knew it wasn't going to hurt tires or hurt any of the rubber seals on your car.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a great point then. Okay. What would your recommendation be, Stan? I mean, you've got beautiful vehicles in your home. You've got family members you care about. Are you telling them stick with air or let's go nitrogen?
So for me, we've got compressors at the house. I got compressors at the shop. Like for me, I've actually got a little Milwaukee one that just fills it up if I need it. So I don't really bother with it. It doesn't bother me. Okay. I love tinkering. I love fixing cars. So if you like doing things like that, then, you know, get yourself a good Milwaukee air kit or something. Those are pretty accurate. The digital ones are not that expensive. Or, you know, if you already have some Milwaukee tools and you're a guy listening, they'll work on the charger. You can get a battery. If you already have a battery, all you got to do is buy the inflator. They actually have really good inflators. So it just depends. You know, if you're somebody you don't want to deal with your car at all, yeah. You know, it's one less thing to worry about. One less trip to the shop, right? You already got to do oil changes a few times a year. State inspection once a year. So it's less of a trip. So it just depends. If you like to tinker, there's no right or wrong answer. Nitrogen does stay stable way longer, and you don't have to worry about changing your air very, very much at all.
Right, and then you get cool green
great
caps
question.
For the tires. So that's
if you want them. Some people don't want them. Some people don't want them.
All right.
Yeah. We have little stickers, too, little chrome ones you can put that have an N on the end of it, a little green N. So there's other things you can get as well.
Oh, well, now, I don't know. Now I've got to reconsider this. Let me ask you about those cabin air filters, because you're big on that, as you need to be. With the leaves beginning to fall, I hate to say it, but we're now seeing leaves falling. That stuff does get up in your car, and it just messes it up, doesn't it, all this stuff?
Yep. And so, you know, it's now through probably, mid to end of October. I have a lot falling right now in my house. I mean, the whole driveway is full, and we just blew it off yesterday. So there are a lot more falling than I thought there would be. this early in September. But, yeah, between now and, you know, October when they start to fall, you really need to be cognitive about getting the stuff out where your wipers are.
Right.
And anything, like if you see anything over there in the Cal area, you want to get it out. If you open your door and there's, like, pine needles stuck to the inside of your door where it could cause a leak, mm-hmm. you want to get all those pine needles out, throw them in the trash, throw them into the, you know, into the yard, whatever you want to do, in the woods, I don't know, but, like, get them out of there.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, because they will, you know, the pine needles have a bunch of other stuff. They have sticky resin on them. All the leaves start to die. They start to have all these different, really, the plants exert a lot of stuff in Virginia, right? That's including allergies. So,
that's right.
Like, you don't want that stuff dripping down into your cowl, and it will if it gets over full. Cabin air filter will get a bunch of it on there, and then you're just breathing it in the entire winter. And so, yeah, you could wait probably another month and start thinking about your cabin air filter. And then you really want to watch and keep, if you're really good at keeping your cow clean, or if you're in a garage, you
yep.
can do it now. You're not going to get a lot of that. You know, if you keep your car garage kept, you could do it now.
Okay.
Everybody else, you could wait about 30 days in between now and the end of the next 30 days, you'll be fine to replace them.
All right. Well, Stan, it is always wonderful to have you here, my brother. I will remind everybody, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico.
Lakeside?
There you go. Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern. Yellow Tavern. It doesn't have the same feel. Yellow Tavern.
It doesn't. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know, but is what it is. They're both solid places. Love having you on, Stan. We will talk very soon, my brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Stan Drewski. Yes, he is my brother from another mother. I'm telling you, he's been Stan has been taking care of my cars for, 14 years now? It's a long, long, long time. And we just started out in a, I was a customer. He was auto repair guy, did a great job, and we just started chatting and blah 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 blah. Then we became friends, and at this point, like I said, he's family. That's just the way it is, and he can't fight it either. Like, there's no appeal to that. Family is family. You're stuck with me. All right, I got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Brian Kilmeade, September the 27th, Dominion Energy Center. Hey, it's Friday, and Jeremy is tired. We'll take caller number 4, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 4, you get a pair of tickets for Brian Kilmeade, September the 27th at the Dominion Energy Center, 445. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday. I'm sorry, but it is, it's Friday, gosh. And it's a nice Friday as well. There are some folks, I got to tell you something, I am just trying to figure out. Yeah, all right, fine. I've been trying to figure out a lot of folks for a long time. But CNN continues to puzzle me. Every once in a while, I'll check something out on CNN, and there's Scott Jennings, and I'm thinking, man, they've got somebody on there who's actually telling the truth, somebody who's being honest. How long is this going to last? Because it just does not seem to go along with their game plan, you know? It doesn't. And I do believe, since it's Scott Jennings, although they had Joe Moreno on the other day, right? I discovered Joe. Just FYI, they're two big guys now. I guess it's three now that I think about it. There's Jimmy Galliano. I was the first to give Jimmy Galliano any sort of media exposure. Now, he's everywhere. He is. He's everywhere. And recently, he's been on the big circular couch there on Fox and Friends in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he started here. Now, he still comes here, which is nice. Joe Moreno, another great guy, right? Where did Joe get his first real media exposure? Right here, this little program. Rob Chadwick. You know, Rob was right here yesterday. Rob Chadwick from United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. He's the director of training over there. He was actually here in my studio, and I would say the undisclosed location. But, you know, when you get crazy people that show up at your door, then, I guess it's been disclosed. But Rob was here. And now Rob is everywhere, man, hanging out with everybody. But I look at CNN. And I see Scott Jennings, And Scott, I was with about 2 weeks ago in New York City. Nice guy, smart guy. But he's the only one on CNN. Except for this very brief appearance by Joe Moreno on CNN the other day. Now I'm trying to figure out. For years, we have had the disclaimer for MSNBC. You know what it is, right? That I watch it so that you don't have to. I know, it's you're welcome. And now I feel that I have to say that about CNN, but the disclaimer, because there's danger when you hear these MSNBC clips. They are so bat crap crazy that you could spit a liquid on your windshield or on your computer, and then you would want to hold me accountable. So I've always provided those disclaimers, but I now believe that I probably have to issue the same disclaimer for CNN. So with that being said, hang on 1 second. If you have a liquid, take a sip of it, please, because I will not be responsible if, in fact, you spit a liquid at your windshield or at a coworker or at your computer. With that being said, now we can share this clip from CNN. Cut number 5.
Who was staying with the first amendment?
Do you agree with what he said, though? That, do you agree that what he said was inaccurate and a lie? I mean, everybody knew. Everybody. No. I'm serious. Question.
I was about to use my mouth to answer it.
No, yeah. The governor of Utah. You could have gone the day before had said this guy was indoctrinated by the left. He went out and said the complete opposite.
But he did that based on vibes. He didn't have any evidence of that.
No evidence. Are we going down this road again, sir? So we're going to deny it?
Well, we want to wait on the evidence.
Yeah, I'm going down all the roads.
You're answering my question. I'm serious.
You didn't give me you've been talking for...
Do you think what he said, you agree that it was inaccurate? It was a lie.
I think, first of all, judging comedians about what they say is true or not is actually not understanding the job of the comedian. Mm-hmm. The job of the comedian is to tell a joke and make a point. And if you judge comedians about accuracy of their statements, comedy ceases to exist. Mm-hmm. He's not a reporter. He's not Abby. He's not a journalist. He's a stand-up comedian who is telling a joke to make a point for his audience that got a big response.
You know, here's how I have a tendency that I've developed throughout my decades of life to judge comedians. Are they funny? That's my one basic rule for comedians. Are they funny? And we can move on from there and go in different directions if you want, but that's the fundamental bar that I have established. Jeff, some things are just not funny to you. You're absolutely correct. But even with that, I place myself in different mindsets in an effort to understand and appreciate someone's comedy that may not initially be directed at me. Believe me, I have that ability. You have that ability. Because you're a discerning human being with more than two functioning synapses. That's why. And everybody who is a decent human being heard the lie told by Jimmy Kimmel and have decided, like Scott Jennings there, to call it out as a lie designed specifically for a terrible political purpose. And on top of that, it wasn't funny. There you go. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. Yeah, it is the end of the week. I'm going to remind you, Monday's going to be interesting. Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. Rich will be back Monday morning, correct? If I recall correctly, took Thursday and Friday off today and yesterday. I think he and his bride are actually driving from Arizona to Virginia. So we certainly wish them safe travels. So he'll be here Monday morning. I will not be here Monday afternoon, though. No. Monday is Rosh Hashanah. That is the Jewish New Year. We wish our fellow celebrants a sweet new year. So if you would like to offer that to your friends, your neighbors, your Facebook pals who happen to be Jewish, then you can do that. Lots of great stuff that we have had to deal with today, and some of it not so great. I mean, I guess it is what it is, as they say. I hate that phrasing, but it is absolutely the right one, isn't it? This Sunday, there's going to be a big memorial service for Charlie Kirk. And it's going to be, I'm sure, everywhere. I don't think you'll be able not to see it if you want to see it. I absolutely will be watching, listening, paying attention to it. The president, the vice president, a whole variety of people are going to be there. And I think it's a good indication of just how much impact Charlie Kirk had. But there will be millions of people who are tuning into it one way or another. That's a better indication of how much impact Charlie Kirk had in 31 short years. I do believe that this is a turning point. I know that the organization Turning Point USA is going to continue, right? They unanimously selected Charlie Kirk's widow as his successor, as the CEO. And so it will continue. I think it continues in a couple of different ways. It certainly continues in that organized fashion, right? Where they have a new CEO. And it happens with organizations, with companies, any sort of an enterprise, right? Somebody leaves or somebody passes away, or God forbid, in this case, somebody is brutally murdered in front of millions of people. The organization continues. There is somebody new who comes in and says, okay, we still need to pay these bills. We still need to do this. I don't think we should do that. But what is offered to Turning Point USA, the organization, with Charlie Kirk's widow stepping in, is truly a continuation of the passion and the vision that Charlie had. I think she is the only person who can honestly say, this is what Charlie wanted, or this is not what Charlie wanted. Charlie Kirk existed in a space that was all about free speech, unfettered speech, clear, honest discourse. Charlie Kirk never once said, hey, there's not accountability for speech. There's always some degree of accountability, right? And that's what we're seeing with the Kimmel situation. That's what you see with that Colbert situation. Maybe some of these other late-night nitwits are about to join the unemployment line. I don't know. No, I mean, I really don't. I don't have any ideas. However, I can tell you this. I believe in free speech to my very core. And I have a tremendous admiration, a great appreciation for what it was that Charlie Kirk was able to do in getting people to debate issues, to discuss issues. I don't have any sympathy at all for Jimmy Kimmel. Is that somehow, not appropriate? No, I think it's simply about accountability. Jimmy Kimmel engaged in a lie, and he presented it as fact. It is something that the left now is so willing to do. And that is a sad direction for this nation. You see it right now. We just heard a couple of moments ago, Charles Pyle, in his newscast. Stellar newscast, as always, with Charles, because he's a great news guy. But he had a piece of audio from, what's his name, Tiny Tim Kaine. Tiny Tim Kaine is again lying about the budget, lying about what Democrats are looking for versus what Republicans want to do. Just flat out lying. Mark Warner is another one who just seems completely and totally unable to tell the truth. That's a dangerous place to be. A good place to be is when there are people with different ideas but same fundamental underpinnings debating the way to accomplish something good. I do look at Democrats and Republicans of, say, 50 years ago. They absolutely disagreed on many issues. They agreed on some issues, but they disagreed on the way to address those issues. They agreed on some goals, but they disagreed on the means and manner to be employed to achieve those goals. But there were some serious fundamental underpinnings that were the same in both of those political parties. There was a belief in right and wrong. Each of those parties embraced on one level or another a Judeo-Christian view of the world that says there is right and there is wrong. Each of those parties embraced patriotism. Each of those parties was comprised of people who loved the United States of America. And now, we don't have that. Each of those parties then included people who appreciated law enforcement, but even bigger than that said, well, we don't want crime and criminal behavior to be rewarded. We don't have that now. One party has turned to such an extreme. Fundamentally, the Republican Party, the conservative movement, is today what it was 50 years ago. Opinions are the same. Issues are the same. Strategies are fundamentally the same. It is the Democrats that have moved so far to the left and excised God, removed any thought about right and wrong, embraced criminals, attacked those who support and defend this country. I had a great discussion last night. We had a couple of friends over for dinner. And this is one of the things we were talking about, just, you know, where are we now versus where we were, say, when we were kids 10 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And we all fundamentally agreed. It is the left which has gone so far to the extreme. That's the dangerous part. It really is the dangerous part. Hey, I'm going to give you the Hebrew greeting if you want to share it with some of your friends. Because, again, we've got Rosh Hashanah coming up. That's why I'm not going to be here on Monday, but I'll provide that greeting for you in a moment. You can share it with your Jewish friends as they are getting ready to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the new year. No, I have absolutely no idea. I can't remember what year it is. Ugh. I'm going with 2020. No, it's not 2026, but I'll give you the Hebrew year as well. It begins with a 5. I know. I remember now. It begins with a 5, but I'll give it to you in a couple of moments. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Self high five.
It is 5:51. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, yes, yes. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Man, what a day it has been, and what a beautiful weekend we have in store for us. I do believe you are going to enjoy the weather this weekend. Although, I don't know what it is. I think there's something new that is either blooming or not blooming or doing something, because all of a sudden it seems like everybody is dealing with some sort of a new allergy. Even the poor cat this morning, man, he was having a rough day. But otherwise, I think the weather's going to be absolutely gorgeous, going to be very, very pleasant. And I would urge everybody to get out there and enjoy it. I did tell you that I would share the date. I told you it was a 5. I get confused. But the brand new Hebrew New Year is going to be 5786. That starts on Monday, which is Rosh Hashanah. And I also told you I would share with you the greeting, Shana Tova Umatuka. All right? and you will be wishing your Jewish friends a sweet new year, a good new year. And I'm not even going to begin to try and explain how good is at the front of that sentence after year and don't worry about it. Just say, have a sweet new year. And everybody you know who is a member of the tribe is going to appreciate that. A couple of quick notes here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me see here. Walt says, hey, Jeff, I want you to enjoy Monday and have a sweet new year. Thank you very much. Walt also said he was number 88 to vote in his district. And I just heard on the news that over 245 people have voted in Goochland today. Oh, fantastic. This is a very important election. I know we've heard it. Well, we've always heard it. And maybe it's really true each and every time. That's possible, don't you think? Seriously. That is possible. That each and every election really is the most important election up until then. But this election in Virginia is an interesting one for many reasons. First of all, we in Virginia are always voting. Am I the only one who feels that way? I swear to you, every time I turn around, it feels like it's time for another election. And even I, who good, bad, or indifferent, have to pay attention to this stuff on a pretty regular basis, even I get tired of it and annoyed and think, all right, it's enough already. But this election is vital. It is vital to the survival of the Commonwealth of Virginia. You know exactly what Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones will do to Virginia. And it's not that pretty at all, as the late, great Warren Zevon once said. You also know what Sears, Reed, and Meares will do for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And it is... It's a good idea to keep a good thing going. 540 says, Jeff, Shana Tova, from one Jew to another. I hope it's a sweet year for you. Keep doing what you're doing. You and your voice are appreciated. Well, I thank you very, very much. It is Friday, so of course I do wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we will end this day, Friday, Shabbat, as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by sharing the Israeli National Anthem, Hatikva, which means the hope. Have a fantastic weekend. God willing, we do it all again on Tuesday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.